Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe. Those were his words to me. Hi, I'm Thomas. Some call me Doubting Thomas. I remember the very first time I heard about Jesus. Some people from a neighboring village were talking about some new prophet who was preaching to the crowds in Judea. They called him Jesus of Nazareth. A new prophet? We Israelites have been fooled far too many times by false prophets. Prophets get them all stirred up into a religious frenzy, promising all kinds of heavenly things that have no earthly use. I must admit, I was curious about this Jesus, though. I wanted to know more. So I watched. One morning, Jesus came right up to my brother Matthew in the tax booth and invited him to follow. I watched in awe as he sat down and ate with tax collectors and sinners and prostitutes and. I had never seen a prophet like this before. A holy man who sits down and eats with sinners? After that, I was sold. I had to follow this Jesus. I had to see what else he could do. Following him was so dope. I saw Jesus heal the sick time and time again. I was there when Jesus stilled the storm. I was even there when he walked on water. I saw, I witnessed, I felt, and yet the doubts never left. These doubts were at their strongest the day I watched him die. Jesus of Nazareth died right before my eyes. I watched the hopes and the dreams that I built bleed out before me. I watched my friends cry in despair. I wondered if I had been following the right person all along. I suppose the truth was right in front of me, but when a person witnesses something as horrific as a crucifixion, it becomes impossible to believe that anything possible can be waiting in the future. We, the disciples and I, watched the death of our future. Word went around that Jesus was alive. Alive. Wait a minute. I just watched the man die. He can't be alive. The other disciples began to tell me that Jesus was alive. He had risen from the dead. They all seemed sure that it was true. What if the other disciples were wrong? What if their desire for Jesus to be alive convinced them that something was true that actually wasn't? I couldn't bear to watch my dreams die again. Once was enough. I just couldn't. I won't believe unless I can see Jesus for myself and touch the very wounds he suffered while being crucified. I walked with this man and did not believe. I spoke with him and did not believe. I broke bread with him, and to my great shame, I did not believe. But still, he came to me one day and said, "Thomas, here, touch my side so that you may believe." Jesus still understood how hard it was for me to process all that had happened. And he knew I was earnestly trying to seek the truth. So Jesus met me where I was. He appeared to me. For those of you with the ears to hear me now. We who lived with him missed many clues with what he was doing. We missed seeing Jesus for who he really was and what he was actually doing. Have you seen Jesus? Have you experienced him and felt his power? Are there times when you longed to see Jesus and didn't or couldn't? Or are there times when you just couldn't believe? Jesus told me, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who believe and have not seen."
Thomas walked with, spoke with, and broke bread with Jesus, but he did not fully understand. He saw Jesus with his eyes, but he did not truly see Jesus. On Wednesday in chapel, we looked at things that keep us from seeing and wrote those things on our blindfolds and laid them at the cross. Things such as fear, control, insecurity, confusion, busyness, grief, ego, and feeling overwhelmed keep us from seeing. Today, we will explore areas of our own lives where we have seen Jesus, as well as places where we, like Thomas, missed seeing Jesus in our own lives. You are invited to enter into this space with a prayerful spirit, asking God to open your eyes to see what you may be missing. Please turn to number 65 in your Sing the Stories as Brian comes up to lead, and we will be using this song throughout, so you can keep your hymnals open to that page.
To hear your voice, open.
Now we'll enter into a time of more prayerful reflection. You're invited to follow along in your program. We'll take a few minutes for the first section, for silently reflecting and praying, and then writing a few notes. Then we'll sing the first verse of the song again and move on to together to the second section for a few minutes. Invite God to walk with you during this time as you look back on your life from your childhood up until now, and to help you to see. Jesus said to Thomas, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Walk with God through your life to remember places where you have seen, known, or felt Jesus' presence." Jesus also said, "Blessed are those who have not seen and have yet believed." Invite God to walk with you through times in your life where you wished you could have seen, felt, or known Jesus' presence, but you could not.
Thank you.
Now look over what you have written, and I invite you to place a star next to the times of both seeing and unseeing that have been most formative for you. And then we will sing through the song a few more times, and I invite you to come up and light a candle for the places where you have seen God, where you have starred, and place those in the cross. And for the times of unseeing, we ask you to invite you to place an unlit candle in the cross. I invite you to thank God for a few minutes in your own ways for this time of reflection and for walking with you through this time. The other disciples tried to help Thomas see, but he refused to believe until he saw for himself. Sometimes, however, we need others to help us see Jesus even when we can't see. Others see Jesus in our own stories and help us to see him there too. Hearing other experiences can help us to see Jesus in our own lives. Sometimes we do not see Jesus in the time something is happening, but looking back, we see he was with us throughout the whole thing. You are invited to share your reflections on the significant times you have seen or wished you have seen Jesus. A microphone will be passed around like a talking piece, and please share when it comes to you or pass it on to the next person. Or if you would like something to share, Lana has a microphone and she can pass it to you.
Thank you. Hearing Christian share today about the story of Thomas reminded me of a time in my life when I felt like I did see Jesus, and I wanted to share that with you. I jotted down some notes that I will read. Gramley Hall at Salem College for the North Carolina Governor School was a place where I think that I most clearly saw Jesus. I was working that summer as a counselor with high school students who had come together to study and learn and create, and I became aware of a friendship between a lovely young Christian woman, Chelsea, and a lovely young woman who did not identify as Christian named Kelly. And through their friendship and their sharing with me, I became aware that Kelly was already an alcoholic as a high school junior. And so Chelsea enlisted my help in getting Kelly to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting and doing other things that would support her. And it was amazing to me as a slightly older Christian to watch this younger sister in Christ befriend someone who was becoming so aware of her profound need. One night in the summer, I was awakened by a knock at my door, and it was Chelsea asking me if I would come pray with her and Kelly in the lobby of the dorm about Kelly's profound doubts that God could ever love her because she was struggling so much with her addiction. So I didn't really like being awakened, but I knew that I needed to be a part of this. And so I joined them in the dorm, and I tried to be patient as I listened to Kelly talk about her sadness and her incredulity that God could really love her. And I thought, how can you not believe it when Chelsea is such a faithful friend to you? And this is God's love. And so I knew I should try to hold back and not be so blunt, but I said, Kelly, there's a perfect picture of God's patient love for you right here. And I waited for the light bulb to come on and for her to show her realization of this. And instead, she grabbed my arm and gasped and said, look, he's here. And I thought, oh, she's losing it. Or else she is engaging in some adolescent bid for attention. But I watched as with her other hand, she pointed out the window into the night. And there on a tree outside the window was the crucified Christ. And my rational mind tells me it was a trick of the moonlight. But nevertheless, Chelsea saw it too. And it was just such a powerful reminder to me that God's answers are greater than mine. And that even the friendships, our most precious relationships, can't save us. They can only point us to the one who saves us. And so thank you, Christian, for the sharing that you did that brought that experience back to me.
I saw Jesus in a check and a small note from my sister when I was a junior here at EMU. I had just come back from cross-cultural and was in culture shock and in a serious phase of doubting that comes with coming back and returning to a life that all of a sudden looks different. And I had no money, and tax season was coming up, and I was facing the prospect of not having a summer job. And I got a check in the mail from my sister, unsolicited, that said, we're thinking of you. And I saw Jesus in that check.
A time when I did not see Jesus, and it felt like I could not, was a time right after I graduated from seminary and went into a new job, a new place, living alone. I had a significant crash with panic, anxiety attacks, and depression like I'd never had. Mental illness blocked for me any sense of anything good being around me. In hindsight, it's one of the best things I ever went through. And Jesus was there throughout. I couldn't pray for myself. I could barely eat. When I heard the birds chirping first thing in the morning, my first thought was, I have to do this again. Deep, dark time. But as I sat in an overstuffed chair staring out the window, couldn't pray for myself, there was a sense of being held by God's love, the Spirit praying for me.
I guess I come from a people and a narrative and a story where we've been crying ever since we got to this land. That we've been mourning loss and trauma. We've been mourning death and rape and murder. And I guess I long to see Jesus through the thick of it. But it seems like 400 years is too much time to see Jesus through the thick of it.
So about a year and a half ago, I received a diagnosis of stage 3 cancer. And I remember when things felt kind of the most, when life felt the most uncertain, I got this vision, I guess, of this person who was beaten up in this stone cave. And when you looked out of the cave, there was like this awful tornado, hurricane, just awful stuff happening. And if you'd go out of the cave, it would just completely sweep you away or destroy you. But this person was safe in this stone cave, even though they appeared kind of beaten up. And I realized that I was the person in the cave, and Jesus or God was clearly the cave itself. It felt like a very safe refuge, a place that I could just sit and rest despite all the stuff that was happening. And that vision really gave me kind of the strength and courage to press forward through treatment for cancer. And then also during that same time, my dad had a very bad hiking accident and was very close to death and had to have some serious interventions to keep him alive, and we were able to, that vision just sustained me through that period as well.
As I listened to Thomas portrayed here this morning, I listened with the lens of having just recently heard about all the death and destruction out in Heston, Kansas, and realized that the context of loss is one for me that most poignantly reminded me of God's presence in my life. And I thought back to being a 13-year-old in eighth grade and being called to the principal's office. And I thought, I don't think I did anything to get in trouble, but I didn't know. And I went in and saw my great aunt and great uncle in the principal's office and thought, well, I wonder why they're here. And they said, well, we have to take you to your grandfather's. I thought, oh, grandfather must have had a problem or died or something. But when they took me out to the car, they said, your mother was killed, and we just want you to know that we believe God has brought you to our family, and we're going to be family for you. And my great aunt is the one who held my hand, and as she held my hand, I just felt a presence that I couldn't describe that told me that God was with me, and I saw and felt the presence of Jesus in that situation when I was thinking of potentially being an orphan instead gaining a father and a mother and three brothers and three sisters. So God was present and Jesus was present in that significant time of loss, as he can be for those in Kansas and other places who are experiencing significant loss.
May we be blessed with seeing through these stories shared in the community. And now, as we close, please join me in this reading on the back of your program. I will read the light print, and you can follow along with the bold. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute shout for joy.
We have seen his power. We have felt his touch. We have known his breath upon us.
But even though that day was glad which brought us deliverance, there is more, much more. Jesus has become our King, ruler of our spirits. Great Spirit, come in flesh as Son to make your kingdom here among us, and
we have seen his power. We have felt his touch. We have known his breath upon us.
Early subjects, sharply brought to faith by acts of Jesus' power, it is true, have gone beyond. Our vision reaches far beyond the elements from which we're made and which we walk upon.
We have seen his power. We have felt his touch. We have known his breath upon us.
Jesus' kingdom, which by his Spirit is born and grows in the hearts of those who follow him and make for him a place to rule and finish all his purpose.
We have seen his power. We have felt his touch. We have known his breath upon us.
May God open our eyes to see what we are missing, that we may see the power of Jesus, feel the touch of Jesus, and know the breath of Jesus upon us. Amen.